Hi, it's Amber Hoback for WNRN. Today, with a beautiful group of WNRN members, we're in Richmond at In Your Ear Studios for an in-studio session with J. Roddy Walston. Let's give it up. Yeah! Woo! Thanks for everyone for being here today. Roddy, we have a lot of business to talk about. You have a new phase in your career, and I can't wait to share some of the news with our members and those listening. Yep. But first, can we kick it off with a song?
Yes, let's do it. We're going to play an oldie but a goodie. This song is called Marigold. You guys ready? All right, here we go.
Marigold, you're with an art queen. Ooh, Marigold, you're with an art queen. Ooh, Marigold, you're with an art queen. Ooh, Marigold, you're with an art queen. Oh, he loves it in the city, takes it in the town. He likes to touch a flag to show he gets around. Marigold, you're with a heartbeat dragging me down. He goes down, he goes down.
WNRN is in studio today with J. Roddy Walston and a full band. Would you interview who's playing with you today? Or would
yes.
you introduce, please?
I will interview him too.
On drums, we have Mr. Luke Valentine, recent implant from somewhere else. Andrew Carper on bass. And Mr. Charlie Glenn on guitar. And then me. And we're all in it together.
J. Roddy Walston, back with a full band with a show in Richmond, Friday, September 27th. Get tight. That will be full band at the show, right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Awesome. And Dead Air 4, January 25th, yeah. WNRN, hosting the Celebrate Our New Signals in Hampton Roads, 102.5 and 103.3 in Williamsburg. So we'll get to hear J. Roddy do some Grateful Dead, along with many others. You can find info about that at WNRN.org. And all right, so I've seen some iterations of music from you over the past couple of years. There was Pom Pom, mm-hmm. previously you with The Business. What is this next phase of your music? What have you been up to?
Well,
basically, I've been writing a bunch. You know, we all had a big chunk of time, sort of COVID, whatever. And well, I am in the process of just trying to record as much as I can. And then I think I'm not sure if this is where you were wanting to talk about it, but so I'm no longer on the label I was on. So I kind of get to do whatever I want for the first time in like 20 years.
Independent.
Yes, independent as you guys. So I'm looking for donations. If you guys want to become monthly donors, everything helps.
Pass the hat.
And and yeah, so it really like, I think for a long time, pretty much the second I got signed, and it was like, we're just going to do this old school, like maybe we only put it out on vinyl and all this kind of stuff. And it was like anybody that did rock and roll just kind of got shoved into the past and ignored all the, like literally the first label I was on was like, don't worry about Spotify. That's not really a thing, you know. This was a while back, but and then it was like, don't worry about playlisting, whatever. And the point is, like, I feel like everybody in bands knew, could like read the tea leaves, that it's like everything was shifting. But particularly people in rock and roll bands, if they got signed, were part of a fantasy of like labels, of like kind of doing things in old ways. And I don't want to do that anymore. And I, you know, like, you have a song, you're like, this song should come out right now. Like, if I finish a song right now and you're on a label, you're probably 3 months at the fastest before they would be like, yeah, let's put it out, you know? And, like, in fact, I had a moment in the past, one of the songs we'll play today, actually, the programmer from KXP wanted to play the demo. And because we didn't have anything set up, like, he was like, I'm gonna put this in rotation right now. And the label was like, oh, that's a demo, and we don't have anything ready to go, so no. And then he never played our music ever again, let alone that song, you know? And so instead of being able to, like, kind of pivot and react and just do what you want in the moment, you know, like, love him or hate him, Kanye's putting up a record and taking it down and changing, you know, just, and kind of treating streaming services more like social media, I guess, than, it's not a record store. It's not a record store to me, at least, you know? It's not that place where you go and discover your, you know, favorite record. It's like this ongoing playlist in the background. So that's a long-winded answer to, probably I could have condensed that down to, like, I'm just going to start putting music out whenever I want, however I want. I wanted to do it in strange ways, like certain songs. I'm trying to partner with some people to do some stuff where it's like more like an art installation for the first couple months that the record's out, and you can only go and hear it and experience it in this one spot.
And you're creating your own music in your own recording studio now. What's that process of being truly independent, producing music for yourself and other people?
Well, I mean, it can be dangerous because you can get caught in just like a loop of like, it never gets finished, which I've done. But then, but you get to be sure, like in the past, you'd go, you're like, okay, it's 10 days. You do a vocal take or a full take, and you're like, oh, this just does not hit the way it usually hits. And everybody in the room is just convincing you that, like, it is good. And being able to not get sucked into that process and at the same time get really comfortable in the sense of, like, you know, sometimes bands only make one record, two records. So, like, in the course of 5-10 years, you're only in the studio maybe 15 days. You are not comfortable. It is absolutely, and, you know, like, people are betting on you, and there's all this money at stake and all this whatever. And in the last couple of years, I've just gotten, like, I'm way more comfortable in the studio than I am pretty much anywhere else, you know?
And, especially your own space, right?
Yeah,
do you want to plug what you're...
It's called Automatic Dice. I mean, it's basically private, except if I hear you and I like you, I'll be like, hey, you could come record here if you want. And then if I know you and you have a little bit of money, I'm like, you could give me some money, but if you don't, also it's free.
Well, I'm sure you've, to completion, a few new songs, and I'm hoping you'll share a new song with us next.
Yeah. We're gonna do one of the new ones. It's still in process, but, I mean, that's also kind of been the fun of this whole thing, is, like, being willing to just play stuff, even if, I don't know, this might fall apart, but we're going to do it anyways. So this is, you ready to do it? You want to do one?
Yeah,
now?
Let's do it. It's J. Roddy Walston.
Song's called Wanna Take It. Goes like this. We'll be right back.
change if you love me like you did before. Biggie said, got the key, you can't find the door if you own it. If you own it, look at the man down the street, look at the money. Touch your baby, give me your disease. If you own it, if you own it. Let's be honest, let's be honest. In this place before.
Roddy Walston in studio today in Richmond and in your ear studios. And recently you went to your fans and you asked them about their connection to your music and said, share with me, why are you drawn to my new music? What is the connection? Yeah. And I'm so curious what you discovered by asking your fans that question.
Well, I mean, there was some very basic stuff where people were just like, I like that you rip or whatever.
Yeah, right? Well, you do.
And thank you. I do indeed rip. And and then you know, it got stranger and wider from there. You know, some people is just like, I dig the lyrics, or I dig this, or I dig that. But like the overall thing from some of the answers and some of the thoughts was just that, like, one guy summed it up. I suggested that it was that we were all like the odd man out, or the strange. I think I described it as the strange babies in our family. We were like, we're totally fine around people that have taken a normal path, but we've always been the people that kind of, you're like, oh, you're on the outside. You're making this strange decision, you know? There were some people that are like, yes, that, except I am normal. Like, I'm a lawyer or an accountant, and I like put you in my earbuds and kind of like tap my foot under the desk, and that's my little strange, you know, rebellion during the day.
They're cosplaying strange babies.
Yeah. And I think, like, this thing where people, what I've been experiencing, like, when I go out, like, because recently we just flew to Fargo and played a show. This kind of last minute thing that happened, and all these people drove in, and kind of watching them stand next to each other, it wasn't that they looked the same, it was that they were all kind of there to experience the something that was different, not just like, oh, I just like riffs, or I just like this or that. It's like the full stew, or I think in the past, Because I can't really go out and talk to the crowds that much, like when I'm on tour, because I lose my voice. So I really like kind of lost that perspective that like there's a community around the whole thing, and that there's a group of weirdos that kind of show up and then they kind of find their safe space and like they kind of go wild and then they go home and they live a normal life, you know. And and some of them get really drunk while they're doing it, and some of them don't, and you know. And then but yeah, I think the overall takeaway is that they kind of appreciated all the ingredients. Where I feel like I had assumed that they had kind of reduced it down to just like its volume and speed, and but like, you know, people would like, particularly even in the direct messages, it's just like this song and this lyric and this thing that you said really affected me, and I think it means this, and maybe even that people have the space to interpret it, because like a lot of my lyrics aren't just like, today I woke up and then I felt sad and then I got mad and then I got better, and you know exactly what was going on. Like a lot of times it's kind of like my mom, like it tortures my mom. Like she constantly is like, why are you saying these words? And I'm like, I won't tell you, you know? And she's like, but I'm your mom. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't tell anyone. But I always love those kind of, you know, the REM and things like that, where it was just, you could barely understand what they were saying, let alone the lyrics themselves, you know, as far as some sort of literal translation. So
the interpretation is the fan's own.
Yeah. Like people get to kind of make their own art in their heads, you know. And then there's sometimes where they get the words way wrong, and it's just like, what kind of monster do you think I am?
But, well, I think if you need a name for your fan club, maybe it's Strange Babies.
Yeah,
Jay Roddy Wilson. Yeah. And how can your fans connect with you? Where's the best place for them to find out about upcoming tours, new music? Where should they go?
Right now, I'm kind of using Instagram, just Jay Roddy Wilson on Instagram, as sort of the, like, you already know who I am, and you want to find out what's going on and connect on that level.
Right.
And then, you know, whatever, I'm on Facebook and that kind of stuff, but
all the things, yeah. Well, you can see Jay Roddy Wilson with full band Friday, September 27th, Get Tight Lounge in Richmond, and January 25th at the Norva in Norfolk, Dead Air 4 for WNRN, celebrating our new signals in Hampton Roads. We'd love to hear another song.
Yeah.
You can play
one? Let's do one more. We'll do a little song called Sweatshop.
song. Thank you.
An in-studio session today for WNRN with J. Roddy Walston. And I just have one more question for you. Mm-hmm. What can we expect next? What are you able to share with us?
Well, the idea is going to be start putting out like songs at a time.
Okay.
And playing shows. I think I mentioned to you, I want to play club shows and regular rock shows, but like I really kind of got addicted to this idea of like special event stuff.
Yeah.
I was on tour with some buddies over the summer. We did like all these club shows, and then we played this cave in the middle of Tennessee. And everybody had like flown in. There was no like, should we go tonight? Like get a pizza or something instead, stay home. Everybody was there for one thing. And it like was a totally different vibe. Then I came home from that tour and did the thing with the Richmond Symphony over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just a totally different experience. And so that overall is what I'm looking to do more and more. Is like flip it more towards like, don't miss this. This is the only time this is gonna happen. So a lot more of that kind of like, keep your ears open because, you know, it's going to be like, this one time, I'm doing this one thing in this one place, better get there. And
making it special. Well, it's been a special day today. Thank you so much to everyone at In Your Ear Studios, our WNRN staff, and our beautiful group of WNRN members, J. Roddy Walston, the full band. Thanks for being here. Give everyone a big applause. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's Friday, September 27th, to see J. Roddy Walston at Get Tight in Richmond. And Saturday, January 25th, at the Norva in Norfolk for WNRN's Dead Air 4. For WNRN, I'm Amber Hoback. Thanks again for being here.